into 12. That's all you'll find on the show. Gauteng's official Feel Good radio station. Now, this November, South Africa's directors will finally get their moment in the spotlight. The Directors Guild of South Africa is hosting its first ever DGSA Creative Awards in Cape Town. It's a landmark celebration of artistry, leadership, and vision in film and television. With global partners like Canon, Stage 32, and the New York Film Academy, it's more than just an awards ceremony. It's a platform to showcase our creative strength on the international stage. Joining me on the line now from, I assume he's in Cape Town, it's Andile Sengoto, who's the Executive Director of DGSA. Andile, good morning and thanks for joining me.
Good morning, brother. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, this is a big moment. So let's get into the why. This is the Guild's first ever Creative Awards. Why is it important to launch this now? And what does this represent for the directing community?
Yeah, no, thank you so much for the question, brother. So basically, to answer the first question, South Africa has a world-class, has world-class directors. But recognition often, you know, centers on the final product, not the leadership and decision making behind it. You know, these awards spotlight the director's role, creative, ethical, and organizational, while giving equal focus to established names and emerging voices. As well as, you know, directing isn't just about aesthetics. You know, it shapes what and who sees. You know, what is on screen. You know, when directors lead responsibly, we get, you know, we get great stories, dignified representation, safer sets, and job creations. You know, so these awards, they represent all of that. You know, it's all about the creativity of the directors.
Yeah, it's so important. I love the fact that you highlight that. And I think that also then speaks to the actual mandate of the Directors Guild of South Africa in terms of what you stand for, the members, and how you are trying to advance the business of being a director, right?
Yes, that's correct. Most definitely. That's correct.
Now, let's talk a little bit about the vision, right? You've said this event is about more than awards. It's about raising the bar for the profession. And I love how you talk about it. It's not just about safer sets. But I'm going to say this, and please don't shoot me. But we don't often think of directors in this mindset. We know the famous directors. We know the ones that are of international acclaim when the films win awards. But we don't think of these guys on just the day-to-day, whether that's local productions, directors that are involved in your sitcoms, in big cinema-style adverts and all this other stuff. Why do you think the time is now to start talking about the role of the director, the role of the director in growing the industry, the role of the director in kind of fostering talent, the role of the director in building a pipeline for new talent coming into certain spaces?
Yeah, we've got this question from a lot of people, you know, who were joining the guild and some other people asking what's different about this, or, you know, the only answer that I can give is that, you know, it's time now that we celebrate the vision behind the camera, how directors turn ideas into stories that move culture forward. You know, it's going to be a two-day showcase in here in Cape Town in November at the Western Hotel. You know, there will be industry dialogues, there will be public activations, you know, from the 28th until the 29th, you know, where the 29th is going to be a gala. So I think now it's the right time to celebrate, you know, the directors, you know, because the directors have not been celebrated enough, you know, in our country. They are not seen as the architect of the cultural, they are not seen as the architects of culture, you know, of our industry. They are just seen as just, you know, another body on set. But directors are not just another body on set. Without the directors, there wouldn't be actors. Without the directors, there wouldn't be a script. you know, because directors, you know, write, most of the directors, they write their own scripts. You know what I mean? Without the directors, there wouldn't be these visions that we see on TV. There wouldn't be all the everything that you watch on TV. Without the directors, there wouldn't be all of that, you know?
Yeah.
The reason we watch TV, the reason we watch TV, the reason we enjoy Netflix, we enjoy all of these streaming services and broadcasting is simply because of the director came with a vision and brought it to life. So I think it's about time now we celebrate that, you know, because they are there, because the directors are there, are the leading part of the industry. And that has been forgotten. So it's about time we bring that back.
So I grew up in an era, right, where we knew the names of some of the directors. And I think, I'm trying to just think locally, like guys like Gavin Hood, guys like Anand Singh, guys like, I think Hofmeyr, who did a lot of the local productions, and the list continues, right? And then I think internationally, we know the Sam Raimis, the Quentin Tarantinos, the Woody Harrelsons, the Roman Polanskis, the... I see the guy who did all the mafia films. I see him, but I'm trying to get to him. Martin Scorsese, amongst other famous directors, right? And there are a couple of female ones as well. It's so interesting for me that finally South Africa is kind of moving in this space where there is recognition of the work that directors have played and I love this idea that you've sparked this, and this is going to be interesting for me because I actually now at some point are going to want to find out more about kind of more local names and stuff like that. And I love this idea that you're saying that directors actually drive culture and that they've played such an instrumental part in kind of, if you think, for example, and I'm going to take you back to a moment. Yeah. There was a moment in our history where I think of groundbreaking shows like Suburban Bliss, right? Suburban Bliss was, as you know, was this idea that there's this white neighbor and black neighbor living next to each other and have similar challenges. And then you think of just kind of groundbreaking work, like even earlier, like I'm going to give my age away, like Achter Elke Man and all of these shows, like these really big productions. I mean, that could have rivaled any American production, right? And I love this idea that we are starting to connect where we are as a people, our culture, and our ability to tell stories with these men and women who are, in many instances, don't have the same level of recognition that their international counterparts have, but have provided groundbreaking conversations. Whether you think of, for example, Tsotsi or Yizo Yizo, or these are the things, these are the kind of stories that have driven us to have conversations around our braais and around our fires, and has challenged us. The work with Heartlines, for example, has challenged us how we interact with each other, how we see each other, how we reflect on. Is that the kind of conversations that you're having in the guild?
Yeah, most definitely. Most definitely. These are the conversations that we are having in the guild. You know, one of the most important thing most of the conversations that we are having in the guild is that, you know, we want to focus more on craft and leadership of directing across screen media. At the same time, you know, we are more worried about the next generation. So the guild basically, the guild is split in two. The guild has like your seasoned directors, like your Mandla Dube, your Joshua Malbera, like your Kim Heldenace, your Lawrence Van Rensburg, your Hilton, you know. So we've got all of these celebrated directors in the country that are belonging to the guild. And then we would have your postgraduates, directors, and then you would have your junior directors that are just coming out of school, and some of them are still in school. So as I said, that the director is cut on two. So the seasoned directors, we are trying to sort of establish them more and try and help them find, like help them find, I mean co-production, international co-productions, help them find more opportunities for them international, and connect them so that internationals can come and shoot here, create more relationships with them. But the next generation, we're trying to develop them. Like, for instance, now we are in we are in a partnership with Canon. There's a development program that we will be doing with Canon. We're supposed to be say, have started already, but there are some few logistics that are currently delaying, you know. So we are more worried about the next generation that is coming up now. You know, the next generation is the one that is telling new stories. As you just mentioned now, the old school directors, you know, the old stories that we used to feast on, the old schools that we used to drink coffees on, the old school that we used to, you know, can't wait when you come back from work or from school or wherever, you know.
To
But
sit and
this new
watch.
generation now.
Yeah. No, I get it. So talk to me about you mentioned Canon. You've also partnered with
Yes.
Stage 32 and the New York
Yes.
Film Academy are they on board.
Yes, that's correct.
What does that
So
mean to South
basically,
African directors?
yeah, it means a lot. It means Canon is the biggest part of DGSA, because Canon is not just coming in as a partner on the I mean for the awards, you know what I mean. Canon is here to build a relationship, a long-term relationship with us, because they understand our vision, that our vision is to build and develop the next generation of directors, the next generation of assistant directors and directors of photographers. So it means a lot. It means a lot, especially for the next generation on Canon. And then, well, on Stage 32 side, Stage 32 is more. I'm not sure if you know Stage 32. They are
Yeah, I'm very
a
from I've signed up to them actually. I belong to an
exactly.
international
So
online body here.
exactly. Stage 32 is more like, you know, adding more to what the seasoned directors have, helping them finding, you know, those relationships, those international relationships, and all of those things, you know. Stage 32 and New York Film Academy as well is more. I mean, is more like Canon, because we are with the, where we are. I'm putting more energy is on the next generation of directors, you know,
Yeah. And
more than anything else.
Andile, I just want to talk about this very quickly because I think it's important. If you are a director, the deadline
Yes.
has been extended to the 15th of September. So if there are directors who would like to submit their work, they can still do that.
That's correct. Yes, we've extended because of, I mean the deadline was the 31st of July, but because of we've been receiving a huge amount of, you know,
Queries and
applications.
questions and
Yes,
applications and
exactly. People asking us to give them exceptions, you know, because they want to be part of this thing, and then we had to extend it to the 15th. You know, we had to talk as an exco, and then we had to extend it to the 15th of September. You know, so and I'm telling you right now, like, a huge amount of applications have been coming in. Huge amount of applications. Like, you'd be surprised at the talent, you know,
and I
especially talents.
Yeah, and I can only imagine that. I mean, if we get this right, if you get this right
Yes.
with the DJSA Awards, we're potentially talking about the next Gavin Hood, the next Neil Blomkamp, the next Darryl Ruett.
Exactly,
We're talking
brother.
about the
You've got
next
it.
Jenna Bass, the next
You've
John
got it.
Trengove, the next Oliver Hermanus, Sarah Bletcher, Carlo Matabane.
Exactly.
And so this is really a springboard that allows you to just move at a different level if you win this award.
Exactly. Exactly, my brother. Exactly. You win this award because there will be international scouts, there will be international film agencies, there will be international producers, there will be international financiers, there will be international, because of DGSA. One thing that we've got it right as DGSA is to establish international relations with high profiled, you know, filmmakers, high profiled companies and corporates. That's one thing that we got very, very good at as DGSA. That and I can say 90% of our support, or 99% of our support, comes from the internationals, because they believe in what we do more than what our South Africans believe in what we do. Like, I'm talking about the government. I'm talking about, you know, your supporting structure. We get our supporting structure from the international. So mostly, I mean, they'll be international. So we want to take South African filmmaking directing department into another level. opening up opportunities for the young and upcoming, opening opportunities as well for those who are seasoned directors, for more opportunities that they already have. So you become a part of these awards, and you get nominated and you win an award. I'm telling you, your life is going to change drastically. Your life will change.
And I also love that this awards, it's coming at a time when so much money is being, and when I say money, I don't want to be too loose with this idea, but the fact that so many organizations like Netflix, like HBO, a lot of these organizations have now allocated resources and funding for production, not just in South Africa, but on the African continent. And I think this awards comes at a time when a big question has been around, yes, there's money available, but who comes to shoot these films in South Africa? Is it international directors, or are there, because we know the quality exists, we know that we've had world-class directors. There are, as you've said, there's this stellar pipeline of new directors coming, and it would be amazing to see that money coming into the continent and being, and even now with the acquisition of DStv by I think France Canal 24 Plus or whatever they're called, that there's an opportunity now for local directors based here who are nuanced in the texture and the history of South Africa to be able to tell these stories authentically, that you find a genuine collaboration and not, here's money, shoot this the way we want you to shoot it. Because I've also heard these complaints that the budgets come in with a script and you're basically handheld to shoot it the way this exec sees it. But there are fantastic opportunities to really foster meaningful partnerships that actually grows the industry.
Exactly, brother. I love what you just said. That is the reason why we are urging, everyone that can support these awards. You are not supporting just DGSA. You are supporting the next generation of South African filmmakers. It's almost like you are helping to elevate the next generation of South African filmmakers, because directors are the leaders of the industry. Directors are the industry, in fact. You know what I mean? Directors are the industry, in fact. So you are supporting the next generation of the industry. You're not just supporting DGSA, but the next generation of this country. Your next Robin Hood, your next Michael Sosa, your next Spielberg in South Africa. That's what we want to see. We want to have those such big names that can compete on a world stage, not once in a while. We want it to be a some. We don't want just to be something that, oh, one director will just won, and then it's, we want it to be something. When the Springboks win the World Cup, the expectations from the Springboks when they go and play in the World Cup. They know that they will be one of the best, or not if they will be the best. They will be expected. So that's what we want about the South African film industry. We don't want people to see us as just another industry. When they celebrate us as if we are just another. We want to be. We don't just want to be part of the table. We don't want just to be part. We want to be the part of the conversations of everything as the South African, as the South African industry. So when you support these and we, if you enter these awards, at the same time supporting these, these DGSA awards, you are supporting the next generation of this country, the
Yeah,
future
I
of
love it.
film industry.
I love it. And Andile, where can people go and check out more about the work, or more about the work that DGSA is involved in? Where can they go?
Sure. They can follow us on Instagram. Instagram is Directors Guilds of South Africa, or as Guilds of or as Guilds Directors of South Africa. As well as you can also check on our website as dgosa.org.za. And then if you need any questions, everything is there. Everything you want to know about us, who we are, and where we're coming from, and where we're going, and our vision, our plan, it's all there.
Sandile, thank you. Andile, thank you very much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for your time, brother. Appreciate it.
Cool. That's Andile Nsingoto, who is the executive director of DGSA. To unpack what this new awards is going to mean for the industry. DGSA stands for the Directors Guild of South Africa, and they're hosting their first ever DGSA Creative Awards in Cape Town. It's going to be a landmark celebration of artistry, leadership, and vision in film. And they've got some big partners, Canon, Stage 32, and the New York Film Academy. And as you've heard him say quite eloquently, it is about building the capacity of South Africa to be a major player in film. Really love what South Africans are doing and how they're thinking about things. When we come back, we'll have a chat to the program head of the